and in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome all of you to Easter Sunday. If you have been here during the Lenten season, you know that during the Sundays of Lent this year, we reflected in the Gospel readings about the encounters of Jesus with different people along the way. And the impact of those encounters were life-changing. If you remember, Nicodemus, then the woman at the well, the man born blind, and then Lazarus. Now, in the Easter period Gospels, we will read about the resurrection appearances of Jesus as his encounters with his disciples and other people. The impact of those encounters, as we shall see, will also be life-changing in many different ways. So I would ask us to place ourselves in these encounters and relive their experiences in order to draw lessons for our own lives. On this Easter Sunday, the Gospel reading from John, we hear the encounter of the empty tomb, and later the risen Christ with Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, the beloved disciple. Note what happened when Mary Magdalene, the first one who saw the empty tomb. Did you remember her reaction? She went back to the disciples immediately and told them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Now immediately Peter and John ran to the burial place and saw the empty tomb. The Gospel is silent about the reaction of Peter. Perhaps it was incredulous, but nothing is said in the reading. But John, he is not named, but he is alluded to by St. John himself when he said the disciple whom Jesus loved, which is actually John the evangelist. John, on his part, saw the empty tomb, and the Gospel reading tells us, and he believed. Now the disciples left the burial place without encountering the Lord. But Mary Magdalene stayed behind, and she was rewarded with a physical encounter with the reason for the empty tomb. She thought at first it was the gardener. Then when Jesus called her name, she recognized him, Rabboni, teacher. Afterwards, she left the place and went to announce to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." We have three encounters, three different reactions, and three stories about the growth in faith in the Lord's resurrection. As in the coming Sunday readings, we will continue to see the initial disbelief of the other disciples in spite of Jesus' repeated resurrection appearances. There will be denials, there will be confusions, there will be uncertainties. It will not be until Pentecost, when anointed by the Holy Spirit, the disciples started preaching the resurrection of the Lord with conviction and confidence. Now the same is true with our own life of faith. We are born again into this faith when we were baptized. then we start to grow. Oftentimes, we stumble and fall. Then we rise up and fall again. But we are always guaranteed the chance to renew our life and faith and to go on. Now, in a few moments, we will relive the experience of our life and faith. Because in a very special way, we will witness Vincent, our acolyte, start his life and faith when he receives the sacrament of baptism. And the words of St. Paul, when one is baptized, one dies and is buried with Christ. And coming out of the waters of baptism, one rises with Christ to a new life, the life of the resurrected Christ. Vince today, in a way, will leave his empty tomb. But together with Vince, we too will renew our baptismal promises. We will make the same promises as Vince. We too will leave our empty tombs. We will restart our new life, the life of the resurrected Lord. Yes, in baptism, Vince will likewise be received today into our community of faith. Together with his family and sponsors, he will become fellow traveler with us on our common journey of and growth in faith. This is truly a memorable day for Vince and all of us who will renew our own baptismal promises with him. Therefore, I would like Vince and his family and the sponsors and all of us here present to remember that we have received the risen Lord as our Lord and Savior. I pray that we can say with Mary Magdalene in the reading, I have seen the Lord. And like Mary Magdalene again in the reading, we also go out to tell others, I have seen the Lord, and he is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.